Hey everyone, I'm Tima from Shades and Pages, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, your ticket to hot and unfiltered conversations about all things Black romance. Tap in, everybody. We're about to take y'all on a ride.
Welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda Inn.
And I'm Tima.
Hello, Tama.
Hey, Sharonda. It's been a while. How you doing, my nigga? Like, what's up?
Honey, I'm doing. What's going on?
Getting ready for my birthday.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. I knew it was going to come soon.
Getting ready for a bad bitch birthday.
Bad bitch. Bad. Bitch,
I'm the bar. Hey, alien superstar. Whip.
Yes.
I'm too classy for this world. Forever, I'm that girl. All right. For real. Let's be serious. Okay.
So for real, we here to talk about a book. But
yes. Hey,
so this is going to be a short episode anyway, we received the ARC from Arthur, how do you pronounce her name?
Haite.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is her Halloween release, which is called The Castleton Sisters.
Hey,
and this is the first book in the series. This is a novella length book. Mm-hmm. And basically, this is, for me, I felt like this was a prequel to some other books that may come out of this series. Okay. So in this series, we have three sisters who are witches, and they basically, in this book, they have to deal with their aunt who dabbles in black magic, honey, and the aunt is out for a revenge plan. Okay. But we have not the devil.
Devils.
So the sisters are Selena, Isis, and Mona.
Mona. Okay.
So I just listed the sisters by oldest to youngest. Okay. So in this book.
Okay.
I
just listed the sisters by oldest to youngest.
Okay. You. Best to realize, honey.
You better do it. Okay.
Basically, the book starts off where it's just a couple of days before. No, it's Halloween, and the sisters are getting ready, their usual Halloween thing, and Mona is actually going out on a date.
She's being skittish too.
Yeah, she's being very skittish because it's Halloween. The sisters are very much into their magic, which is really one good thing I enjoyed about this book. She did very well with putting the magic elements on the page, the spells, the chants, all of that was on page. So I really did enjoy that.
And I like how one of the sisters, I think Isis, mm-hmm. Isis has given immortality.
Yes.
Mona is a shapeshifter.
Yes.
And Celine is supposed to be like the high priest.
She's like a grand witch. So she's a superior witch. So she pretty much, I don't know if she has a immortality, but Selena is like a superior witch. So basically, she's like the head, like one of the top head bitch witches, like that.
So, I think only Isis is the one that has immortality.
Isis is the only one that has immortality. Because it was a section in the book where saying that the mother gave them all their each separate, I guess, powers or whatever. So they're like different in a way. Different in ways. So yeah. So I thought the setup was nice that she did that. That they had like different abilities for the sisters.
Yeah.
But Mona is sneaking out, and she's already going out because the sisters, their mother died. And they're trying to, even though they're witches, they still want to live pretty much normal lives. And they want Mona, who is the youngest, is 18, to have as much as a normal life as she can. And but anyway, on this night, they are supposed to drink something for protection against the night. You know, it's mm-hmm. Halloween, spirits out, bitch. So it's like, we ain't fucking around with all that shit. Okay. And but I do. I like the spooky shit. I like the spirits.
Halloween is my thing.
I mean, I'm all for protection, but shit, come on. Let's go, you know.
Bring the shit. Bring
the shit. You never know what's hiding behind the mask is that's out there. So anyway. Mm-hmm. But so Mona is kind of skittish, like Tama said, in taking the potion that Selena prepared, but she ends up taking it anyway, and that's how the sisters knew she was off. They knew something was off, but they didn't know what. And you know, the story kind of like picks up from there.
Okay.
Yes. What? Like,
I really liked this book. I feel like when it comes to paranormal, Kaite,
she's in her element.
She did. This is her shit. This is her lane. Like, I don't know what she be having in her head, but the shit that she be writing, this is not the first book that I've read from her with paranormal elements in it. And when I tell you this is her lane, I wouldn't even be bothered. I wouldn't even mind if she would just stay in her parallel, her paranormal bag. Like, for real, just stay there. Because for the short novella, the amount of world building that she had, like, and when I say world building, I mean introducing the witches and talking about the full moon, and when the full moon, when the moon is bright, you know that something is gonna happen. And when you see the aura, that means it's your soulmate, and just letting us know the spells. And I like shit like that. Give me black witches any day. Give me it any day. Like, and when she talk about the black magic, and I'm sitting there like, well, tell me more about the black magic. That's what I want. Because if I was a witch, 9 times out of 10.
Child, let me tell you.
I'm dabbling in the black magic, okay?
Tell you.
I'm sticking niggas I'm sticking the doll for you. I'm sticking the dolls. That's what I'm doing.
I tend to like the black magic too. I think it's just more, you know, you could do some crazy shit.
Give it a little dazzle, dazzle. You know? Listen. Give it a little dazzle, dazzle.
Listen. And it's not like with the, you know, with the regular witch powers that they can't do some, you know, some damage and shit. But I don't know. I feel like with the black magic, you can really fuck somebody up. So, you know, I'm dipping and dabbing too. So but I agree. I did like how she was very descriptive on page.
Yes,
but she does. Like, if you read Kaite's book, you'll notice that she's very descriptive on page with certain elements and plots and stuff like that. So I did like that as well. Like, I thought her putting the spells on page, them chanting the spells on page, describing their auras, and that was just really spectacular. It was just really, really well done. And I feel like in a paranormal genre, we don't get that a lot. You know, it's mentioned, but it's not described in detail the way it is in the Castleton sisters. And kudos to her, because she did her thing on that aspect in it. Because I was just like, this is what I be looking for when I be wanting to read what she reads. Like, give me. What are they saying? Like, describe the spells. What's the ingredients? You know, say the words out loud on page. You know what I'm saying? Like, write that shit out so I can know. Like,
She did that.
She did that with that.
And I feel like in the beginning with the sister, well, y'all know the vibes on this podcast. You know, when you're listening to this, it's spoilers. Okay, spoilers. So it's the youngest.
You should have read it already, god damn it, but go ahead.
You wink, you miss a trick. All right, all right. But anyway.
Well, we here giving y'all some recs so y'all know what to expect. But here you go.
But Mona is dead, and the sisters come up with this smoke, and they realize that the youngest sister is dead, and they find out that she was killed by her boyfriend slash AKA, as you find out, baby daddy.
Yes.
Okay.
So, baby daddy. Yeah, so Mona is just not skittish because of the night, but like Tama said, we kind of find out that Mona ends up being pregnant. So when I mentioned earlier that they wanted her to drink this drink for protection, that's why she was fucking skittish. I was like,
pregnant by Tajon. What's her name? Tawan. I keep wanting to say Tajon, dummy.
Tawan. That's my son's name. It's Kajon.
But anyway, so she pregnant by Tajon. Is it Tajon? I want to say Tawan. Why so slow? Like my niece would say, I dumb buddy.
Oh my God. Shit. Oh. Damn. But that's how you check yourself. Goddamn.
Oh. But anyway, this is where my so-called issues come with this book. Like, this is a novella, right? And I can be honest and say, if this book was 200 pages longer, I would have sit my black ass down and I would have read every page of this book, because like I said, she had the paranormal elements going through it. Like she was doing the damn thing, right? But I just feel like it was too much goddamn shit happening in this goddamn book. For it to be a novella, it was jam-packed. And I know I always complaining. Oh, I want more. I wish I had more. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I always say, I wish I had more. Shawana, don't give me that look. Because you know, don't give me that look. Do not give me that look. But anyway, I always say, I wish I had more. I wanted more. But in this case, it was too much. And when I say too much, storylines, too many storylines were introduced, and it just felt scattered because it was a novella. And I felt that it was a prequel, but the elements in this story or in this book, it felt like she was trying to give us separate storylines for all three of the sisters, that I felt that she should have waited and just put it in their own book. You understand what I'm saying?
100%.
So it was just, I just felt like I was everywhere. Like I just thought it was going to be a cute little prequel introducing us to the sisters on Halloween, letting us know, okay, these are the new witches in town. We about to fuck some shit up. You understand? And I like that. Or if she wanted to give us a little more in the storyline, I felt like right now it should just focus on Mona. Because we had Mona, then we had the aunt
Belle.
We have to get to that because the aunt is dark magic. So the aunt's story was in there. Then you had Mona. Then you had Isis meeting her
soulmate, basically.
Her soulmate. And I was
then
everywhere.
You get introduced as
I feel like I was doing the Lil' Kim dance. I was just dodging everywhere, you know? Yeah, it was just it was a lot.
It was a lot.
So I feel like Kaite, like I said, her paranormal is off the chain. But for this book, it was just a little too much introduced for this story. Because now I got questions about the goddamn aunt. And I'm like, what the hell she do? You understand? What she do? Why her and the mummy ain't friends? What? Like, then I got questions about the mummy. Why the hell you ain't talked to your best friend in so long? How you dead? How did you die? Like, I got questions. Now, this open up a whole can of worms, because I'm like, okay, what the aunt do? Okay, and then the aunt, you find out the aunt did her little sketel boom shit. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, The on the
what?
Oh shit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
The on the little sketch album shit. So I understand. So I'm like, okay. And then that leads a question with the aunt who slept with the best friend. Listen now, the aunt who slept with the sister best friend husband, who's supposed to be soulmates. And I'm like, how the hell are you sleeping with somebody
yes.
who's a soulmate? And I thought the soulmate just see each other. So that opens up a next can of worms to be like, okay, now this bitch did some black magic. Black magic was not on page. So now I'm sitting here, I'm asking all these questions, like, what's going on with this? Where the mummy? What she do? What the spell? Why the spell? And then you find out, spoiler alert, that freaking Mona, baby daddy slash ex-boyfriend who tried to kill her ass, is also her freaking first cousin. This is some bullshit. I was like, what is going on?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I got excited when I read that part because I jumped up. I was like, oh, wait.
I was like, wait a goddamn minute here. What is going on?
I mean, I threw up a little bit in my mouth, but I was just like, oh.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is going on here? Like,
child, this is way past the red room. But, you know, like Taylor said, I do feel like, yeah, I agree 100%. It was storylines introduced and they weren't explained upon enough. Like, there wasn't enough development. Because this is a novella-length book, it was, for me, it didn't feel like there was enough development of each story plot that was opened up inside of the book. Because we're having Isis meet her soulmate in this book. And what got me with that portion of the book is they're instantly together, which I have no problem with. But I feel like there was no development between Isis and what was his name?
War. What is it good for? Absolutely.
Okay. I feel like it wasn't enough of a connection between Isis and War for us to get to know them personally. And yes. Also with War, we didn't get enough of his powers explained on page. Like we got
see, that's another thing, because it's like it makes you, when you introduce powers, it makes you want to learn more about War's powers. But right. Then we understand that when it comes to soulmates, it's like insta-love. You know that's right. Gonna happen. But I feel like that insta-love should have been introduced in War and Isis's own story, because it's like now that taken away from Mona.
Yes.
And focusing on Isis.
The situation with,
and then
it's taken away from Mona and her situation that's going on with Mona. So basically in this book, we also have a plot, a revenge plot from the aunt's perspective in the book. Like Tama said earlier, the aunt ended up sleeping with their mother's best friend's husband, and they ended up putting a curse on her that took away her witch powers. So the aunt is out for revenge, and she's using Mona as her revenge. So we're getting this story in this as well. We're getting this revenge plot in there. So we have multiple moving story plots in the story, but like I said, they just weren't, in my opinion, explained upon enough. What happened to the mother? How did she die? And why didn't the mother fully explain to the girls what happened to the aunt?
That's the thing. If you know the aunt dabble in black magic, which I think is cool, by the way. But if you know the aunt dabble in black magic, why didn't you tell your girls what happened? And I promise you all I know what I'm talking about, because I like charm. I be watching charm and I be reading witch shit. When they brought her back, what they call that? When they brought her back,
They didn't fully resurrect Mona. They brought her back in a ghost form. Yeah. So, and Mona ended up
having... tell these hoes, She still didn't tell these hoes what the auntie did. Like, what did this bitch do?
Right. And even with Selena in the part of the book, Selena actually like calls upon her mother to get some answers to, because in the back of Selena's head, Selena's like, okay, something's not right. Like, we fuck with our aunt, but we don't fuck with her that much. So why was she so eager to help us? So Selena actually calls her mother's spirit, like, hey, what's going on? And when the mother explained the story, she was like, I'm more confused after she explaining things to Selena. And I was like, well, shit, you confused, bro? I'm confused too. Because I was just like, I just feel like the mother didn't fully explain everything to Selena when Selena called her to ask her, hey, why don't you fuck with Vel? Like, for real, why don't you fuck with Vel? And
she's supposed to come back in spirit form long time and say, your auntie ain't shit. This right. did.
Yeah.
And we had to put, and then the thing about it is that when they say they took away the aunt's powers, the aunt was lying about being the supreme witch. And I'm sitting there like, okay, how did they take away her power? Like, what happened? And I get it. She cheated with someone's, she cheated with the best friend's husband. Y'all taking away powers for cheating her?
Well, remember Storm and, not Storm. Why I say Storm, but, the best friend, best friend and her husband were soulmates. So I guess that's kind of like a, I guess it was kind of like frowned upon. Like,
see, and that's the thing. We still, that. And that's something we should have known, especially, and that's something we probably, that's what makes me feel like Mona's aunt shouldn't have been introduced, because that leaves, leaves us open to ask questions about what happened to her, you know, her story, which means that for a novella, it should have just been an introduction.
Right.
I feel like it should have just been an introduction to the sisters, and we didn't have to go into detail about, okay, all this different storylines.
Yeah, I can agree. I feel like if we were going to get this prequel in a revenge plot of the aunt, for me, being that Isis love story was kind of like thrown in there, it felt like everything, it was too much focus on too many things going on, and like I said, nothing was fully explained, and that was my issue with it. Nothing was fully explained. Like, these plots were being introduced and nothing was fully explained, and I'm still mad that we didn't get a full blown out like romance between War and Isis. I don't, you know, like, I understand it's paranormal. We get these instant love stories and stuff like that. I don't have a problem, but can I get something between them? Like, cause by the end of the book, they was engaged. And I was like, but y'all just went on a date 2 days ago, you know? And, you know, it just didn't feel like a fully complete story to me. I love the witchy aspects of it, but it didn't read as a fully developed story. It honestly,
it, have been because
it just
it
felt like it was rushed. It felt like it was rushed through.
I felt like certain storylines, and like I said, it couldn't have been because it's a novella and it was supposed to be an introduction. I think that's how she meant to write it, but I know Kaite, she probably just, her head just was spinning and she had so many ideas and she was like, let me put this in there, you know?
Yeah.
Which then I feel like it should have been saved for their own book.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love her paranormal stories too. This one for me, like, just being honest, it just felt like it was a rush through story and, you know, all these things were thrown in there. And like I said, I did not mind the revenge plot. I thought it was pretty goddamn cool. Now, her getting her son to sleep with his first cousin, like, bitch, you weird. But, you know what I'm saying? I did not mind it. But maybe that should have been the only, introducing us to these sisters and maybe the aunt and her revenge plot should have been like the only thing. She the author, she could write what she want to write, you know what I mean? But this just felt like very rushed. And, you know, it just, in that ending, it, it, I was satisfied. I enjoyed the read, but I wasn't completely satisfied. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because
and I that's how I feel too. Because it's like I liked it because I mean, damn it, we get some black witches, yep. and then we got introduced to some freaking black warlocks. So yes. Now she's building this whole world of black witches and black warlocks, and I'm sitting there like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
I'm here for that shit.
But damn, this shit happened. It shit happened so fast. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It was like whiplash, goddamn.
I was like doing the Lil Kim. Y'all know how Lil Kim dance. I was like, what the fuck?
Stiff ass. She's stiff, goddamn it.
I know a dude named Jimmy who's to run up at me, okay?
Oh my fucking God. Any old way. Damn it. Listen. Focus, damn it. But don't be rolling your eyes at me. But oh boy. But yeah, I like I said, the witchy aspects of this book was out fucking standing. She did a good job. Writing was good. I just feel like the story plot was rushed through. You know, some parts of the plots weren't fully fleshed out. But at the end of it all, I did enjoy this book. And, you know, we get the ending where we're going to see Mona, even though she had a tough time in this goddamn book. Talk about tough time, goddamn it. Like, goddamn, you find out your baby daddy is your first cousin. Bitch, I would have threw up.
I would have been like, and then for the aunt to know this nigga. It's her child. And you trifling.
She's reckless.
You understand? I should karate chop you in the throat. You trifling. You she understand what I'm saying?
The aunt was reckless. I was like, damn. And then I'm like, Selena. Okay, well, bitch, what Mona got to do with your revenge? Why you ain't get revenge on the people who put the curse on you, i.e. Your sister's best friend and her husband? Like, bitch, what is wrong with you? You're sick. She was sick. I mean, just to go through all of that, just to get your... If you wouldn't have fucked around with nobody's husband, you probably would still have your supreme witch powers, but you didn't, because you're nasty. Keep your putty to yourself.
She said, okay. Nah, I want your boy. What was the daddy name anyway?
His name was... What was his name? Oh, she described him so good, Nate. So,
yeah.
He was right here.
He was fine.
I don't know. I'm like the aunt. Maybe I would have gave him a little bit of smell good too. I don't know.
And then the wife was just like the rest of these women who get mad at the woman, but you still with your husband raising his kid.
That was wild when you found out. You was like, well, damn, okay. And then you know. I mean, I get it. At least she wasn't cruel to the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She raised Kajon as her own, but he wanted his mama. And look where it ended him up at. Sorry, son of a sucker. Jasper. That's what's his name. His name was Jasper. So it was Jasper and Solar. So Vale ended up sleeping with Jasper, who is Solar's life mate, and they put a curse on her ass. They was like, bitch, okay, you want to play around? Okay. Sola was like, I ain't playing with you. And this caused the friendship between Sola and, you know, the Castleton sisters, their mother, to fall apart. But that was more on the mama side, because I was still like, girl, I understand, but if you stop fucking with your sister, you ain't still gonna not speak with your friend. But okay. But, you know, for the most part, it was a cute read. I love the little introduction of the baby and the baby getting her witch powers in the book. I thought that was cute.
Okay.
I thought the that was ceremony. Cute. Okay. Get a baby the witch powers. Don't wait till the bitch turn 18. Get a bitch her witch powers right now. Okay.
The ceremony when little baby got her witch powers, though.
Yes.
Hey, girl. The
magical aspects of this book were out of this world. They were out of this world. Like her describing of them building a circle around the baby for her to come into her witch powers. 6-month-old baby coming to her witch powers. Thank you for not waiting till the little girl get 18, because I'll be so sick of that shit. Like, can these babies get their powers now? Especially if both their parents are fucking witches.
Like, what the baby, what the baby gonna do with powers though? Like,
listen. You know how kids bad as hell. That baby be 2 years old and fucking everybody up. She gonna have to go to. She can't go to normal school. She gonna have to. They gonna have to home. They gonna have to homeschool her, honey. Cause she gonna go to school. That teacher gonna make her mad, and she gonna mess that teacher up. But I like the idea of children coming into their witch powers early. Like, I like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
Overall, I ain't gonna lie. I enjoyed this book.
No, overall, I did enjoy it. Even though with the rush through, and you know, incomplete subplots on mm-hmm. some issues, I still enjoyed the book. And I'm looking forward to reading Selena's and Mona's books when they find, because their life mates show up at the end of the book.
Which yes. And then what I like is that when she said, when they see they soulmate, they have this like pink aura around them.
Yeah.
And then she said, when the moon is like bright and full, mm-hmm. it means something bad is gonna happen. So it was like a lot of little, you know,
it was a lot of little descriptive details that she had in here that were really just excellent, like just very good world describing, you know what I mean? And it was, and honestly, to be honest, it was good world building mm-hmm. for the Castleton sisters. Like, this was good world building. Just her describing certain aspects of their magic in this book was just great. And you knew what they could do separately and together. So, you know.
Because I remember in the book, she was talking about when Mona died. She was like, you know that we are powerful together. You know, so it's like, it was.
Because Mona was out there chasing the dick. Even as a witch, the dick them tricked you.
That's why. Yeah.
Bitch. I'm like, Isis, bitch, I come over there. If I couldn't punch you in your face while you a ghost hand go right through you. Like, what's wrong with you, girl? What's wrong with you?
So, but I look forward to more of this world from
I Ayube. Really do.
And she gave us a little sneak peek of what's next.
Yes.
And I'm so, excited. I am looking forward to see what she has for us next. And
yeah.
I already know it's going to be amazing because it's supposed to be like a full length book, and the way
yes.
that her mind works, I just know that she's
going to be bomb.
It's going to be bomb.
It's going to be bomb. Oh, and the thing of which I forgot to say, which really I was really amazed by, was Mona, even as a ghost, still being able to shift into a human body to get back at old boy. I was like, bitch, come on now.
I didn't like how long she took
to execute
her revenge. I was thinking she was still feeling him, like she still liked him. But I was about to chop him up day one. As soon as you get comfortable, I was chopping you up.
I thought so too.
You killed me.
Mona, I know you're not feeling this dude after what he did to you, but she didn't. But remember, she said that she didn't. She wanted to hold on more to her baby and her sisters. Like, she didn't want to lose that. So that's why it was taking her so long with this goddamn revenge plot. But yeah.
As soon as he get comfortable, I was chopping that nigga.
Ain't no more dead you can get once I would have got my hands on him. Because ain't no way. And I mean, not only did you kill her, you burnt her. Like, what?
And see, and that's the thing. This is why I feel like, because even though you could have seen he had this attitude with like, half brothers. He was like, half brothers. When war was like my brother, he was like, half brothers. You understand?
Yeah.
So it makes you want to know why this animosity. We know why, but it makes you want to want to know when did he reconnect with his mom.
Yes.
How she manipulated him. Like, these storylines open up, like I said, cans and cans of worms I want to know what the hell is going on.
Right, because it was obvious Vel was using him too. So it was very, very, very good book. Like I said, just some little inconsistencies here and there. But listen, it's a banger of a story. It's a great Halloween read. You guys should most definitely check it out. This is the ARC version that the author sent Tamer and myself to talk about on the podcast. So, you know, what we're talking about now might not, you know, there may be, you know, updates in the completed book, which comes out today. So, yeah. Grab it up. Read it and enjoy it for what it is all I can say. Yeah.
Enjoy it for the Halloween introduction of some badass black witches.
Yes, because y'all been, thank you, Kayite, for the Halloween book, because y'all been real, you know, some of y'all been real stingy with the Halloween books this year, but I ain't
gonna say nothing.
I'm gonna shut up. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, I did enjoy this book a lot, and definitely check it out. Kayite is definitely an author that should be on your TBR, and you should be reading her because she writes very, very well. Yeah. And y'all definitely listen to our episode last year where we talked about her book, Deja Vu.
Listen, I need part two of Deja Vu. Like, for real, that shit was good. That shit was good.
That book was wild.
Her book Snow too. It was a Christmas story. That shit was good.
I know.
Snow was good. It's like her books always have this paranormal ass. Oh man. Even Summer Days was good because that had a paranormal aspect in it too.
It's just like, you know what it is? I think with her writing, she's always able to throw these twists in there that just get you all fucked up. And you be like, well, goddamn, what?
Kayite, I have, you know what? Let's just, in 2023, God spares our life. Just write paranormal. Just write paranormal. Just do that for me.
Yeah, her paranormal is top tier.
Is like, yo, the way that she weaves urban and paranormal together. Yo,
yeah.
Hey, my grandfather was into like the superstitious and supernatural stuff, so I believed in that shit too. So yeah. It's like, I mean, just write paranormal, or if you don't want to do it for the whole year, give it to me for 6 months.
Anyway,
it is. You know, just throw me something.
Throw me a bone, girl.
Throw me something. Because it is like, I think that was my first. Was that? No. Deja Vu was our first Deja book Boo by her.
First book by
and
her.
When we read that, I was like, yo, this shit is good.
That please, please check that book out.
Y'all check out Deja Vu.
Read it for this year. That book was out fucking standing. Like, there's such a twist inside that goddamn book. I'm telling you.
That's another book that should have been longer.
Goddamn body. Oh, Lord. It was wild.
That's another book that should have been longer. I was like, damn you, Kayite. Stop giving me these novellas. I mean, yes, give me the novellas, but stop giving me the novellas. You know what I'm saying?
Don't listen to her. Give me the novellas. Thank you. Thank you. Please and thank you. Don't stop.
I just...
But, yeah.
I like the Black Witches. I'm excited. I'm excited for more.
And I love seeing more Black Witches, more Black paranormal stories in the Black romance genre. Black urban fiction genre. I love it. Keep it up. Throw them my way. Throw them our way. We love these things. And yes. And shout out to the author. Thank you so much for providing the ARC. Right.
Shout out.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for providing us with... Yes. Because, you know, this shit don't happen a lot.
And when we put out a request.
Even...
But, and you know what? You know what? Thank you, Kayite.
Thank you, Kayite. We appreciate
Thank you for the ARC. Thank you for the opportunity to read and review, and we appreciate you. Thank you. And thank you for always considering the podcast, shouting out the podcast. Thank you so much.
She really be having our back though. But anyway, yeah. Thank 100%. You so much.
And we always gonna have yours. So 100%. Thank you
very
much.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, that is it for us. Definitely check out The Castleton Sisters, which is the first book in this series, The Castleton Sisters.
Yeah. Definitely. It drops October 20th.
The book comes out October 20th. And until the next one, we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Hey y'all, it's Sharonda. If you're at the end of this episode, well, we thank you so very much. Be sure y'all following us on our socials, Instagram and Twitter at Brazenly Shady. Check out the book or books we discussed in this episode. The deets are in the show notes. And until the next bout of shenanigans, we'll talk to y'all then.